time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
This week's chat with Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party is all about Matariki and Immigration NZ. But before we get into the interview proper, I do want to elaborate on these topics in a little bit more detail. First up is Matariki, a celebration that was recently announced to be a new public holiday starting in 2022. It's the first additional public holiday since Waitangi Day was introduced around 50 years ago and will bring New Zealand's total number of public holidays up to 12. This is all old news though. Labour's Matariki promise was made last year, and early this month the Prime Minister announced that it would be held on the 24th of June 2022. So why is it in the news again? Well, this week the government has released the projected figures calculated by the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment for how much this holiday will cost on a nationwide scale. When Labour made its initial promise, the Employers and Manufacturers Association estimated that it would cost about $200 million. In contrast, the MBIE figures released this week show an estimation of $377 to $448 million, about double that of the first estimation. Now, these are big numbers we're dealing with, so it's important to give them some context. In 2019, New Zealand's total wage bill was about $107 billion. This places the cost of Matariki at about 0.35 to 0.42% of that. I thought it was important to bring this up because when we're dealing with numbers on the scale, $450 million sounds a lot more dire than it actually is. Of course, it's still a lot of money, but it's important to recognise that this is all taking place on a scale that is hard for individuals to wrap their head around. With all that said, I spoke to Brooke about why the ACT Party is pushing against the introduction of Matariki as a public holiday. I first want to begin by talking about Matariki, which has popped up in the news lately because it's estimated to cost up to $448 million across the nation's businesses. What is ACT's position on this news?
Oh, we think this new public holiday, Matariki, which will come in next year, is going to be a huge cost to New Zealand businesses and the economy. And if we're really wanting to solve problems that are faced by Māori in New Zealand, putting in place another public holiday is not the way to do it. It doesn't solve anything to do with homelessness, poverty, educational standards. There are so many other ways that we could be focusing on making New Zealand a fairer place for Māori people. Instead, all this public holiday does is to add more costs onto businesses that are currently already hurting with COVID and are very unsure about the future and the costs that will be faced by their businesses anyway.
With that being said, don't you think that the way that this impact is being reported is a bit disingenuous? Because $448 million seems massive to the average person, but it's only a fraction of a percentage of yearly revenue.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it, but it wouldn't be the way of looking at it from the perspective of business owners that I've been speaking to. You know, just the other day I was in a cafe down here in Wellington and I was speaking to a lady who runs a cafe, and she said that this is just, you know, the last straw that breaks the camel's back. You know, every day she has people that she employs that she's trying her best to make sure are getting paid so that they can afford the homes that they live in and can afford to keep feeding their families. But as an owner, you know, she is bringing in less money than even her employees because of the costs that she has to face in running a business. You put in place the COVID restrictions, the anxiety that comes with having to run a business and make sure that all of your employees are being fed. People are not trying to say that they don't want another holiday. It's just not feasible for a lot of businesses who are already struggling. And, you know, actually giving people opportunities to have an income and have a job already, to lump them with another cost, business owners are really feeling the struggle.
I've just also got this concern that the ACT Party has inflated this number, because it was reported by MBIE as between 377 and 448 million. And now that number has been rounded up to almost 450 million in this press release. Aren't you concerned that ACT is sort of exaggerating the impact this might have in order to be more convincing?
Not at all. I suspect the real cost will even be even higher. I mean, you've just got to look at the fact that last year, the minister came out and said that this was going to be about half of what they've now predicted this year, and basing both of these off predictions. So if you go along this trajectory, by the time this actually comes into force next year, the prediction was probably too low. They're constantly making these predictions and they're getting higher and higher.
So ACT says that this is an example of the government doing what's popular over what's responsible. So I'd like to hear a case for why this isn't a responsible decision.
Well, it's not responsible. If you look at the costs and the stress that go on to running a business, making sure that you do have a job for your employees, making sure that you do have that income, people coming into your business, buying goods so that you can actually keep people in paid employment. It's just not feasible to constantly be lumping people who are trying to give other people in New Zealand an opportunity with more added costs. Instead, you know, if we really do want to focus on things that can make Māori improve in New Zealand, you know, we need to be looking more into homelessness, poverty. And I see even over the last few weeks, the house prices have increased again astronomically, putting people who are on our lowest socioeconomic groups even further behind. These are the issues that we really need to be tackling, not whether or not people get an extra day off each year.
You're saying that we should be focusing on issues such as homelessness and housing, which is true, but having another public holiday isn't necessarily mutually exclusive with fixing those issues. It just feels like you're sort of using that as a way to, I don't know, make the Matariki issue seem more dire than it actually is.
Oh, not really. I mean, we're kind of one on the same, if you look at it from another roundabout way. We're not saying we're against Matariki as a concept. We're saying this is just another, I guess, virtue signal. It's something that sounds good. People might enjoy it, but it doesn't actually help us progress as a society in the way that it sounds like it will. What are the real policy intents that we can actually make huge gains on in New Zealand? Another day off doesn't actually help those systemic problems that we face as a country. It just allows one extra day off. We need to be looking at those real core issues that really affect people, like education, healthcare, homelessness. That's what really drives me and the ACT Party to get up in the morning and say, how can we make New Zealand a better place? And I'm not sure just putting another public holiday there for the public makes us better as a country going forward.
Yeah, so I guess taking into account what you're saying about an additional public holiday not being worth the cost, how can we justify something like Queen's Birthday, which is a celebration of a monarchy that isn't even based in our country, but not Matariki, which has significant importance to our culture? Would ACT be willing to replace an existing public holiday with Matariki?
Of course we would. Of course. We're not against the concept of Matariki as a holiday. We are against another public holiday. You know, we already have 12. So this one is, yes, we would be open to changing any of those other holidays. I mean, we've already got, you know, Labor Day is another example that could be taken away for a Matariki holiday.
The next topic Brooke and I spoke about was Immigration NZ, which ACT has been criticising for their restrictions against bringing new workers into the country during the pandemic. You probably remember the fuss that was made over previous months about the lack of fruit pickers, and that situation hasn't changed. There's very much still a shortage of workers for things such as fruit picking or agriculture in general, and INZ has been facing some pretty harsh criticism for their role as gatekeeper. Immigration NZ released a statement yesterday detailing their plans to upscale their onshore visa processing, though this has come at the cost of their offshore reach. INZ is closing their offices in Mumbai, Manila, and Pretoria, with plans to withdraw visa processing from their office in Beijing. That decision is expected to impact 329 staff members who were locally employed across those locations. Despite that blow, however, INZ has expressed confidence that they will be able to upscale their processing capacity and speed up the process. The question is whether this is too little too late. I asked Brooke to elaborate on her concerns.
Next up, I want to talk about Immigration NZ. ACT has called it inflexible and says it's disrupting business. Could you elaborate on those concerns?
Yeah, so what we've got currently is we've got people from the Pacific Islands who want to come over here and work and provide resources and money to send back to their hometowns and their families. That is as good as sending aid to the Pacific. There are people who do want to work and come here. The problem is that Immigration New Zealand is not allowing flexibility that we need with COVID. You know, we have essentially closed off borders to workers coming here, but there are already some workers who are in New Zealand who were here before, who have been working. There's a really niche issue with RSE workers. You know, it's not the same as you know, a student coming from Europe and spending 2 years working around and going on different farms. These ones specifically targeted to areas and targeted specifically for particular businesses within those areas. So once a worker is tied to an employer, they can't just then up and go to another employer. And the problem that we're facing at the moment is because we're not getting the same flow of people in and out of the border, we've got some businesses who have RSE workers and some who just can't get any at all. What we'd say to Immigration New Zealand is, hey, why don't we acknowledge that we need some flexibility so the people who are on those schemes can move around and work for the wine growers and the apple pickers and the berry pickers throughout New Zealand.
Yeah, so Immigration NZ has given a little bit of an update on this, saying that they're going to be reassessing their practices as well as upscaling their onshore processing of visas. What are your thoughts on that response? Is that sufficient?
Well, I think that sounds like a good positive step. The real issue is that while I think it's good that we would allow for some of this flexibility, we also need to go right back to the start and say, well, why is it that some of these workers can't even get through the border in the first place? It's good that there'll be flexibility to move around, but ultimately, COVID is not an issue in the islands. We should be allowed to bring people over who do want to work and not force them to go into MIQ where they're more likely to pick up COVID than just coming through the border and working.
How would you like to see Immigration NZ change in the long term, and what can be done in the short term?
Well, I think that's a completely different argument. I think immigration is going to be a huge issue for New Zealand, not even just this year, but in the coming years, especially with vaccinations and how we'll deal with immigration and whether you need vaccines before you can come through the border. I don't think this issue is going to go away for quite a while yet. What I would say is that we do need to make sure that we are being flexible and not just staying rigid to the rules that we once had, because we are an island on a pandemic planet. We do need to be always seeking what can we do better, but also looking at that reality that businesses face on the ground in needing people to come through the border that they can't get like they used to. So I think we do just need to be a bit more fleet-footed, a bit quicker, and I'm very happy to hear that Immigration New Zealand are making actions, but really this stuff should have been dealt with a whole year ago.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.